Overload by Barnaby MacArthur. Reformed by Mark Disabrock, Barnaby MacArthur, and Rebecca Wingham.
I bought candles.
Yep.
Hey, come on. I said no phones. You promised.
I'm just sending a tweet, okay? Done. Why are you holding candles?
Earth hour. It's about to start, so no technology. No lights, no telly, no phone.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was just thinking, what if we did some live tweeting throughout? Help spread the word.
Well, this is all about stepping away from technology, so...
More people who know, more planet we save, right?
Right.
Anyway, we're not off to a good start, are we?
How do you mean?
Well, the candles look pretty cheap, wrapped in plastic, probably imported from China. Not world-saving.
They're from Tesco.
Oh, God, that is bad. I saw this tweet yesterday. Tesco's is... All I'm saying is it's bad.
Okay, fine. We'll just use them lots then. Have those romantic dinners we've been saying we'd have.
A candle between two Domino's boxes isn't exactly romantic. Is a fire hazard.
I'll cook then. Stop it, okay? We're starting.
What's that?
An egg timer. Came with the kitchen stuff your mum sent over. See, it can be wound to exactly an hour.
An hour to cook eggs?
Get ready to turn the lights off. Here we go. Lights off in 3, 2, 1.
Should have lit the candles first. How long's it been?
Like 4 minutes.
How many polar bears do you think we've saved?
I don't know.
How many polar bears can you save by turning your lights off for an hour?
Well?
Doesn't say.
Can you please turn off your phone? Like, what's the point of you doing this if... What are you doing?
There's a lot of people tweeting. More people care about this than I thought. Few lives too. Look, see?
Yeah, so this beach, see where the current's moving? It just picks up all the rubbish from the harbour and washes it down here. Like, how gross, right? So, the girls and I are doing a big pickup for Earth Hour. What are you doing, Planet Heroes?
She's got 4 million people watching her pick up garbage right now.
I thought you just had to turn all your power off.
No, people are doing all sorts of stuff. Donating, helping cleaning up the community. People are just cycling places. There's a couple of big protests too.
Wow.
I thought you'd know this.
Yeah, I do. I guess this was just the easiest way for us to take part.
Can you imagine having 4 million followers?
No. I don't think I could entertain that many people. I can barely entertain you.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
What?
Please, can you turn off your phone? There's only 45 minutes left.
How long has it been now?
20 minutes.
God, that all? You sure?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I've been watching the egg timer. In silence.
Is this the first time we've used the egg timer?
Why?
Well, it might be broken.
I can hear it ticking.
It can tick and still be broken.
Why would your mum give us a broken egg timer?
Why the hell did she give us an egg timer? God, I didn't think saving the world would be so boring.
Great.
If you can go sitting in the dark saving the world.
What if we went vegan?
No.
Like, do you have a reason or...
To what?
Veganism.
Oh, yeah, it's all crap. It's not going to save anything.
How do you mean?
Right, I watched this thing on Insta about the space you need for vegan farming or whatever, and, like, we had to clear more forests, destroying more habitat. So what? Grow more almonds? Like, do you know how much water you need to make almond milk?
No, how much?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it was, like, tons.
Who's saying all this?
Well, it was a dairy farmer in the States, I think.
Well, wouldn't he have a bit of a biased opinion about non-dairy milks? And what's vegan farming?
Well, you know, it's like, oh, and there was this other thing I saw, something about how 80% of all vegans give it up because they get sick.
I thought being a vegan would be healthier.
Nope.
Why do people get sick?
Well, it didn't go super... In depth, it was some like Insta photos you could swipe through, and there was a link in the bio.
Cool. Could you send it later?
No, because it's Insta. You don't know. Well, there's this update. That means if you're looking at something, then switch apps to look at Twitter or something. When you come back, Instagram reloads and you've lost it. It's so frustrating. I mean, what's the point? The number of times I've nearly deleted Instagram, it's just not worth the hassle.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it online.
Good luck. What?
No, nothing.
No, what? Without my phone, you're my only entertainment. So entertain me.
Don't worry.
God, I'm so bored. Please tell me.
Okay. I'm just thinking. It just must be annoying to never really know what you're talking about.
How much longer?
I don't think you're stupid.
I know I'm not stupid. How long left?
15 minutes.
Great.
I just found it interesting that when I asked about why being vegan makes people sick, you didn't know. It makes me wonder, when you read this stuff on social media, if it's really sinking in.
I don't need to recite everything back to you verbatim to prove I've read it.
I'm just saying, it's interesting.
Yeah, because being informed is interesting. I don't know if you've looked out the window recently, but it's pretty bleak.
I know.
I don't believe you. You think being off social media is some smug display or righteous self-worth, but you just look ignorant.
Well, what can you really expect to know from a 30-second reel or tweets with 100 and whatever characters?
It's progression and Twitter threads. And it's how we're engaging with society that's moving at 1,000,000 miles an hour. We don't have time to sit and read newspapers. We read headlines, the first few sentences, if we're lucky, then we move on to the next article. Because if we don't, we'll miss something. It's not even progression. It's survival. The battle to stay informed.
With what? What's so important about knowing every little thing that's going on at every single moment? You're so overloaded, you just don't know anything.
UK living standards haven't increased in 3 years. Global leaders met to discuss climate change 25 years in a row. CO2 emissions haven't reduced once in that time. 250,000 people queued to pay their respects to the Queen. Medics warn that cocaine users are at risk of losing their noses. Over 300,000 whales and dolphins are killed every single year as bycatch of industrial fishing. 1 million UK adults went an entire day without food because they couldn't afford it. Sharks love jazz. The government's VIP lane to award PPE contracts is unlawful. 1 million wealthy people will benefit from the NHS being replaced with a private system. Everyone else will be worse
David
off.
Attenborough has been censored by the BBC.
Fake news spreads faster than true news. 90% of all those who transition as teenagers do not detransition as adults.
Nurses spend £3 on a sandwich out of their own pocket.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA.
Conspiracy documentary misrepresented the facts.
Joe Lycett shredded 10k over David Beckham's Qatar deal.
Rum banana tata 10 is £2.30 for MPs in Parliament, paid for by the taxpayer.
Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush became the most popular song in the world.
What's my name? What's my name?
I know your name.
Okay.
I do. Give me the timer, I'm done.
There's a minute left, Daniel.
Not a waste of time. We sat in the dark doing nothing, pretending like we're making a difference in the world. But we're changing nothing.
Oh, I think a lot has changed. Do you remember in lockdown when everyone was locked up inside, hiding from the virus? Remember how all the canals in Venice became so clean that dolphins came to visit? And it was all over the news, on everyone's tellies. We could all watch the dolphins visit Venice. How nice was that? All because we had to stop.